Today's events raise the questions of what exactly a dirty bomb is and how it might be used. To help us answer those, Michael Levy, director of the Strategic Security Project at the Federation of American Scientists, joins us on the phone from his office here in Washington. Mr. Levy, in a nutshell, what is the difference between a nuclear bomb and one of these radioactive dirty bombs?
Well, a nuclear bomb uses radioactive fissile materials like uranium and plutonium to cause a huge explosion, an enormous amount of immediate damage, possibly hundreds of thousands of people dead. A dirty bomb spreads contamination and spreads fear and could cause massive economic impact, but doesn't have anywhere near the same level of immediate physical impact as a nuclear weapon would.
What kind of radioactive material would be used in this dirty bomb?
That's a big difference between a nuclear bomb and a dirty bomb. Pretty much any radioactive material will do. So you're looking at cobalt-60, which you can find in cancer treatment centers and food irradiation sources. Cesium-137, you can find medical applications, industrial applications. Iridium-192 is in industrial applications. Americium is found in oil well logging operations. So this stuff is all over our society for good reason, because it helps with a lot of things that are important to us. But at the same time, it definitely poses a risk.
If a large amount of it is put in a bomb, how does it get dispersed?
Well, I wouldn't want to go into the exact details, but basically, if prepared properly, the initial explosion is going to spread it out, and then it's going to be carried on the wind. And it's going to settle over a fairly large area and cause a significant amount of contamination, particularly because some of these materials end up binding to the surrounding structures, bind to concrete, bind to asphalt. Makes it very difficult to decontaminate.
What effects would the contamination have on humans?
Well, they're a mix of effects. It really depends on the level. In some cases, like with a very highly radioactive cobalt-60 pencil from a food irradiation facility, you could be contaminating areas so that you'd increase the number of cancer deaths by one in 10, that's a factor of 50%. In other cases, you're looking at fairly imperceptible levels of potential cancer increases, one in 10,000. But what we've seen from past examples is that even though rationally that might not be a significant threat, people definitely treat it seriously. And so you're going to have this secondary impact from people's reaction of possibly having to remove parts of a city.
And that's long-term effects, short-term effects,
panic. That's long-term effects. Some of the materials can produce short-term effects, can cause hospitalizations, and we would expect also to see a very large incidence of psychosomatic symptoms of people who don't actually have radiation sickness but show the symptoms of it. And one thing that I'm not sure that our public health system is prepared for is the triage necessary there, trying to distinguish the real from the false alarms in order to give proper treatment to the people who really do need it.
What would be the symptoms?
Symptoms, you're talking, for minor radiation sickness, you're talking nausea, you're talking vomiting, and then going through much more significant debilitations. And with incredibly high doses, you can look at fatalities.
Has a dirty bomb ever been detonated?
Dirty bombs have been tested, yes.
Just tested?
They've been tested as part of military tests, and they were discovered not to be militarily useful.
Where does the term dirty bomb come from?
Dirty comes from this concept of contamination. You know, dirty bomb was first thought of around the same time that a nuclear bomb was considered. In a lot of cases, people thought about adding radioactive materials to a nuclear bomb itself. There are reasons why that's not useful as a military tool. A dirty bomb itself is really not useful as a military tool, and that's why it was discarded. But, the basic reason is it makes things a mess.
Michael Levy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Michael Levy is director of the Strategic Security Project at the Federation of American Scientists.